In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. If I can have all our children come forward, this is our fourth Sunday. This meeting is time for our children.
Sir.
Nice try. You guys can have a seat. Now, do you guys know that it's still Easter? You guys know that?
Well, it is.
I know, right?
Who knew?
It's still Easter. Easter lasts all the way from Easter Sunday. Remember when we had the egg and all that fun stuff? We proclaimed Christ as risen. All the way to the Feast of Pentecost. That's next Sunday. That's when Holy Spirit comes down and dwells with God's people. But in the midst of that, something very, very important, to celebrate this last week. This past Thursday, we celebrated what is known as the Feast of the Ascension. You guys know what that means? You guys know what the Feast of the Ascension is? So who made the Ascension? What? That's right. When Jesus went back into heaven, after he was alive on Easter, stayed around 40 days, hearing the disciples, talking to them, teaching them some more, and then he ascended up into heaven. But why did he do that? He was doing pretty good here on earth, right? Why would he go back into heaven? Well, in order to sort of understand why the ascension, we have to look at the incarnation, the purpose of the incarnation. You guys know what the incarnation is? When Jesus came from heaven to earth. And what day that was when he was born? What day is that? What day did we celebrate Jesus' birthday? Christmas! Absolutely, you guys got that. And that was the incarnation. That was God, Jesus Christ, coming to live as one of us. And he's doing a pretty good job, right? So, we get all of this magic, he died on the cross for our sins, and he was resurrected. And eventually, he went back to heaven. Now, why? Who here has seen the movie Aladdin? Okay. Does anyone remember how Princess Jasmine first meets Aladdin? Well, let me remind you. She was dressed up as a commoner. She's a princess, right? She's really important. Anywhere she goes, you know she's a princess. But she disguised herself so she could go around and like the normal person. Because it's kind of hard for a person to go around the normal person, right? Everybody recognizes her, does everything before, everybody makes sure everything's okay, takes care of everything she needs. Well, she wants to know what it's like to be a normal person. And so, takes a piece of fruit, the guy accuses her of stealing, he's got to cut off her hand, and laugh at her, and saves her, and all that stuff. The last thing she is disguised as just a normal, old person. That's kind of like what we see in the brain. Jesus comes down from his throne in heaven, disguised, looking just like one of us. So he knows what it's like to be a regular human being. We need to have that experience. How about another one? You guys ever heard of the show Undercover Boss? You guys ever heard of the show? It's a pretty cool show. Let me tell you what happens. So the boss of the company, he gets all disguised up, and he goes and he works in one of the places that he owns. So we're talking about a big, big boss, a big company. He gets dressed up like a normal worker, he goes to work. Basically, the same thing, so he can understand what it's like to be one of his workers. Understand the struggle, understand how work company, you find people who are very dedicated, you do all that stuff. And so this boss, this undercover boss, gets to meet some regular people who work with his company. Now, in the process, he meets some people, and he hears the story. And for a few of them, he changes their lives. He helps them with something they're having trouble with, maybe he paid off the mortgage, maybe he didn't get a raise, maybe he had to get kids to school. He does something really impactful about it. Because it's classified in the story and walks back. Right? So, he can continue to stay undercover and go and work for each little place that he's going. Would he be able to help every single person who works for him? No, he'd only be able to help one or two people here and there. It wouldn't really work for him. I mean, he'd work for people to help. But what would work better? Would it work better if he instead put off the disguise and went back to running the company? Understanding the needs of the people who work there, he could make some real big changes. He could go around about one or two people here, doing what little he could with his little thing. Or he could go back, running the company, and change things. Right? So from the top down, he could help everything. He could help managers trying to work with people, maybe realize that he needs to. Give all the people work for the raise, maybe more. Maybe you can change the culture of the company and control of it. You can do that as the boss. Change it, you can make. If you couldn't make it, you would still have to pay. You don't work. So you have to eventually go back to learn how to plan. So you can make a big change. So you can start. But now you can start. He knows how to help his workers. He knows the change he needs. Not that Jesus does in the incarnation. He came down to be one of us, understand what it's like to be us, so he can take our humanity back up into heaven, back before the Lord of Rome of God the we, his church. He can empower the people in this company, as it were, which is us, which is the church, as Christians, we all are workers in God's kingdom, right? We're the people. He's left to be and now empowered to work that he could be all successful. Because now, Jesus, I mean, he was just a person, right? He could run our community and live life on what we need. You know, he was constrained by where he could go. But now, in heaven, when he sits the right hand of the Father on his throne, he can lead his whole church. And he can make a kind of change in our hearts that it leads us to change the world. So it's like a top down from the heaven. He's in heaven, he's in his church. We are left on earth to do the work that he's given us. Does that all make sense? We understand why Jesus didn't just stay here. He went back up to the feet, to the head of the church, and changed hearts to the feet, to the matter of humanity, to receive from us before God the Father. So today, we give thanks. We give thanks to Jesus. We give thanks for his incarnation. We give thanks for his ascension now. Ascension right in the Father. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.